are listening to Not Another Business Podcast with Mark Havener, a place for business leaders on the road to becoming industry leaders.
Hello, this is Mark Havener, and you are listening to Not Another Business Podcast. Thank you for joining me. I am very pleased you are here. I am very pleased to be here. I am, what you might say, grateful. For those of you who are not in the present day, hello to the future. I hope everything's going well out there. It is Thanksgiving time. Next week is Thanksgiving, which means I will not be recording a podcast next week. I'm going to spend time with my family like a good American should. Well, like a good family member should. Let's not assign nationality to it. The reason I bring up nationality is because Thanksgiving is a uniquely American holiday and Canadian. That is going to be the topic of our talk today. Now, I want to talk about Thanksgiving. Well, no, I don't really want to talk about Thanksgiving. I want to talk about gratitude. I mean, I don't actually celebrate Thanksgiving. My family and I don't. We don't really have a lot of family around us, extended family, and we don't particularly like turkey dinner. So we will, the Havener family will pack up and go to a theme park on Thanksgiving usually because the crowds are lower and we can have our own fun. That is my tradition. I don't necessarily have a problem with Thanksgiving as a holiday, and I certainly don't have a problem with gratitude as what is gratitude? Is that an emotion, a thing? What is it? It is an expression. And I certainly don't have a problem with gratitude. I do, you know, there are certainly problems with Thanksgiving as a holiday in terms of its historical context, which I'm not going to get into. Also, there are problems with gratitude within its superficial context, which I am going to get into. I think the point of this particular podcast is to really talk through gratitude as it relates to business and, you know, its function and its function, but also it's, you know, how it can be done to be, you know, usefully and not just be an expression that is a passive platitude often. So I kind of want to unpack gratitude. Now, I don't want to sound ungrateful by harping on gratitude, so please don't accuse me of that. I think I am pretty grateful, but I do want to talk about gratitude in a grand sense in terms of, you know, is it something we should be looking at closer? I say that because we have a lot of coaches and executive consultants and entrepreneurs and thought leaders out there talking about the importance of gratitude. And I agree. I think gratitude is extremely important from the point of view of a business person. And as a founder, it's critical in many ways because without gratitude, you tend to just live for, I would say, more superficial values, things like profit, you know, and things like success metrics that are tied into upward mobility or status or things like that. And so gratitude is a way to kind of check yourself, bring some humility into the mix, and kind of give you context for where you are and how you got there. And it helps, you know, so that you don't take things for granted. It's a way to find fulfillment in what you're doing, right? Especially for entrepreneurs where life is, can be unpredictable and uncertain and challenging. And, you know, I guess any business leader has these challenges, but, you know, individuals in the business world have these challenges too. And so, you know, gratitude is a way to kind of, you know, find fulfillment in what you're doing, find purpose in what you're doing, if you will. And that's all very important, I believe, to business and to life. I think that I'm going to be talking from a business point of view, but really this applies to life. And I'm not challenging that. You can hear it in my tone. It's like, okay, well, where are you going with this then, Mark, if you agree? I'm not challenging that. I just think it's largely superficial when it is expressed in the business world. I think gratitude is put down as an, oh, yeah, yeah. And, you know, show gratitude, express gratitude, feel gratitude as part of your regimen, as part of your, your day to day. You often hear in like morning ritual kinds of stuff or morning routines where, you know, successful billionaires will say, well, I express gratitude at 4:30 in the morning before I do my Pilates, and then I do my 3-hour meditation, and then jog to work, and then take a shower. And, you know, I don't know. I wonder how much time they have, but you often hear it in that context. You also hear it in sort of the consultation side of things where it's, you know, if you're not stopping to be grateful for what's going on and where you are and how you got there, then that's not going to help you in the future, because you have to find a humility, but also you have to find context for where you are and where you're going. And so you hear a lot in that corridor. You also hear gratitude spoken about in terms of just life improvement and motivational courses and things like that. And you know, it's an important ingredient to if you're trying to improve your well-being, if you're trying to improve your health, if you're trying to improve your outlook on life. You know, it's an important ingredient to take stock of everything that you have and to be grateful for it. So, you know, that's out there. It's ubiquitous and it's difficult to challenge. I don't disagree with any of that. And here's the but. But I believe it's often superficial. And when it's used in the business world, especially, it's almost like, you know, a platitude. Like, I'm so grateful for this team that helped us achieve this goal. Very grateful for that. I'm grateful for having a wonderful year. Usually you hear it at the end of the year. I'm full of gratitude for how far we've come as a business. I'm full of gratitude for my customers. And there's just a mark of insincerity there. I can't describe it entirely, but I think if you put on your cynical glasses for a moment and just look at that LinkedIn post that somebody posted about how they're grateful about where they've been and where they're going. You know, it's not anything you would, you know, challenge. It's that, well, of course you're expressing gratitude. This is a good thing, it's a positive thing. But is there any sincerity behind it? And if there isn't any sincerity behind it, is it just garbage? It can insincere gratitude cause more harm than good? What if you're one of these people that got laid off in the tech world in this last couple of months, and somebody like Mark Zuckerberg goes up there and says that he's grateful? Are you, Mark? Because, dude, I'm just going to put an ellipses there. You know what I'm saying? As business leaders, using words like gratitude as platitude, can that be a dangerous thing? Especially if you're not in line with your vision and values for some reason. And many of us aren't, you know, not to our own fault. And maybe we're working on it and maybe we haven't clearly identified our vision and values. But I mean, just to express gratitude for the gratitude's sake, or even on a personal level where you're, you know, in your morning routine, okay, I am grateful for my home. I'm grateful for my family. Those are all good things. But are you just saying them because you're supposed to express gratitude? And how do you meaningfully express gratitude without just wondering if you're actually expressing it genuinely or not? I mean, it's sort of a catch-22 there, right? It's like, well, okay, I have to express gratitude because it's part of my routine, or I have to express gratitude because this mode of business it requires that I do. So am I doing so because I have to, or am I doing it because I'm actually grateful for the thing? Right? Am I actually grateful for where I am? And you know, without like sitting on your back porch in deep reflection, really embracing the gratitude of your place and position in life, is that what you have to do to be? You know, I call back to like, you know, people that might be insecure about a religion, for example, who, you know, they're praying or they're meditating or they're offering their, you know, their daily adorations or whatever it is they're doing. And you know, are by going through the motions, by going through the ritual, are they actually doing the thing? Or are they, you know, just going through the motions? And do they question themselves on that? That's why That's why I'm bringing up gratitude, because I do believe it's important and a critical ingredient. However, I believe that just doing it out of obligation does nothing and can be problematic. I mean, and let's face it, we have a lot to be grateful for. We have a lot to worry about too. And by focusing on things that we should be grateful for, it almost puts us in a better posture because we can, you know, we have better context for why we're doing things. And that's, you know, that's a good thing. However, you know, how do you do it sincerely? And by doing it, just for doing it, for the sake of doing it, is that sincere enough? Is it by posting something on LinkedIn because it is flowery and it's the end of the year and you want to express positive emotions with your team and with your network? You know, whether or not are you truly feeling grateful, does that matter? Or do they have to? That's the problem. It's actually very complex to say that I'm grateful for something. It's an extremely complex sentiment, and it can be and often is taken as insincere. Or if it's not insincere, it's just a puff in the wind. It doesn't mean anything. Doesn't have any point in existing to people that you're talking with. I mean, I suppose people might feel, okay, you're grateful about it. If they truly are locked into your sincerity, they may even feel positive about it. I doubt people are going to feel negative about it unless you've harmed them in some way and are clearly superficially showing gratitude. Is it that harmful? I don't know. I'm not here to argue about whether or not it's harmful. I'm bringing up the argument to show how difficult a concept like gratitude actually is. And I want to tell you, I'm going to sit here and I'm going to tell you why I think it's a problem word. And before I do that, I'm going to take a sip of coffee because it's dramatic and I have a nice warm cup of coffee here. Thank you for that pause. Now, let's get to brass tacks, shall we? I think the reason that gratitude is a problematic word and Thanksgiving can be problematic for the same reason, because you're sitting around the table saying, well, this year I'm thankful for the Raiders. I don't know what you're thankful for at the table. I guess people talk about football at Thanksgiving. I wouldn't know. I'm at a theme park. Anyway, I digress. Where was I going? Right. Why is gratitude a problematic word? I think it is because we typically take gratitude from a passive point of view. We're practicing passive gratitude. In other words, we are acknowledging the environment that we're in. We are acknowledging the people in our environment. We're acknowledging our situation. We're acknowledging the journey that we have made. We're acknowledging how other people may have helped us along that journey. It's a passive acknowledgement. And that is just a fact. It's a fact. All you're doing is stating a fact. When you say I'm grateful for all of the people that helped me to get where I am, you're just stating a fact. You're stating that people have helped you to get you where you are. That is all you're doing. I mean, you are casting that fact in a favorable light. You're saying that I acknowledge that you have helped me get me where I am, and I am saying that that is a good thing. That's what happens when you express gratitude. And again, not going to harp on this. That's not a bad thing. I'm just saying that it might not be entirely sincere. Or if it is sincere, it might not actually be helping you in any practical way. Or it might not actually be helping the people around you in any practical way. So I'd like to look at gratitude from a different point of view. Instead of looking at gratitude as a passive word, I would like to look at active gratitude. Active gratitude, what is that? I don't know. I don't know if I've made this up or if I'm just drawing on my own life experiences or whatever, but let's just say I'm coining it, okay? Active gratitude to me. What that means is expressing gratitude through action. So no more platitudes, no more, stating gratitude or even using the word if you can avoid it. It's just being active about your gratitude. And that pivot is significant because now you're going to, instead of thinking about the words to use to acknowledge the people in your life or to acknowledge where you've been or where you're going, to think of, instead of thinking about the words, what you're going to do instead is actively express your appreciation for the people in your life or what you're going through by doing things. And now I'm not talking about superficial gestures like bringing flowers home. You should always bring flowers home, even if there's no occasion, because it livens up the house, and it's always nice to have fresh flowers, and your partner will always appreciate it, and it becomes a tradition and a ritual. You should always bring flowers home. That's not my point. Superficial gestures of gratitude are no different or better than just expressing gratitude. Get your team Starbucks gift cards. They're going to love it. That's great. And you are actively expressing gratitude by doing that. Awesome. You know, holiday bonuses, that's I think an organizational expression of gratitude. Great. Keep doing that. But what I'm saying is in your existence as a routine, actively express gratitude. And I believe there are many, many ways to do that, but I want to harp on a couple of them and why I think these activities or approaches are genuine expressions of gratitude, and why when you do this, those that are around you are affected by that will know that you are genuinely grateful for them and for your life. I think that it also will show your subconscious, your doubter in there, that you are truly grateful for your life and where you are. And when you do show yourself, let alone other people, but when you do show yourself that you actually are grateful for your life, then the power of gratitude, and it starts to manifest, to actually manifest. And what everybody is talking about, what all those life coaches and entrepreneurs and billionaires, when everybody's talking about gratitude, this is what they mean. The effect that gratitude has as a meaningful representation that I am actually grateful for something and I have proven to myself that I am, then the benefits of gratitude start to manifest. Because we all have doubters and we always say, okay, well, I'm saying I'm grateful, but am I? And you know, because of that doubt, the power of the gratitude isn't going to work. It's going to fizzle out because you don't believe that you're actually grateful. You believe that you're just saying that you are. Or if you try to believe that you're saying you're grateful and that you are, you know, the very act that you're trying to believe creates doubt. And it becomes a vortex. And so what I'm saying is that, you know, by practicing active gratitude, you can shed all of that and actually benefit from being grateful. So what are some ways to actively? Well, I'm glad you asked. I've got a couple. The first way that I would express active gratitude, I think in many ways is the most important way, and that is to be present. I'm sure you've heard this before in many corridors of your life about the importance of being present. And that is a very layered term. There's lots of ways to talk about this. On the very surface level, being present means that you are mentally where you are. If you are talking with somebody, you are mentally with them and your mind isn't somewhere else. If you're in a meeting, you are mentally 100% in that meeting and your mind isn't somewhere else. If you are working and focusing on a task, you are 100% focused on that task and your mind isn't anywhere else. It is about focusing the mind to be completely 100% invested in what you're doing. That's the surface level of being present. And the act of being present really does demonstrate gratitude. If you are in a meeting with somebody and you are 100% invested in that meeting, you're not checking LinkedIn, you don't have Outlook open and you're scanning emails, you're not looking over the top of the computer at something that's going on out the window, you're not checking your phone because it buzzed. You're not tuning out, which people know when you are. You're not bringing up non sequiturs that demonstrated that you weren't even listening. You're not waiting for your turn to talk. And so you're not listening. And so you're actively communicating 100% with the people in this meeting, then you're being present. And if you're doing that, they know that you care about them. They know that you respect them. They know that you are grateful for them. That is a genuine expression of gratitude. I am going to do nothing else but listen to you. And that translates into everything, and it proves it to yourself too. So if you're doing a podcast, you're not checking your notes. You're not looking at what the cat is doing. You're 100% invested in this podcast. My mind is 100% here. I am talking to you, the audience, and no one else. My mind isn't anywhere else. I'm not thinking about the next meeting I have this afternoon. I'm not thinking about what I have to do this weekend. I'm not thinking about anything else except this topic on this podcast with you. And by doing that, by sequestering my focus so much that I am 100% invested in the activity that I'm working on right now, demonstrates to myself that I'm grateful that I have this opportunity to have a platform in which I can talk and people might listen. And those of you that do listen, I am extremely grateful that you're listening. I'm 100% here. And so I know that I'm grateful that I have listeners. That is an expression of gratitude. And so being present is literally about just being present mentally, that you're there, that you're focusing. When you're working on a task and when you're writing an article or whatever it is that you're doing, 100% invested in that particular thing. And it's so hard. It's so hard to do that. That's another reason why this is fundamentally an important expression of gratitude, because it's very hard to do that. Your phone is constantly buzzing. People are constantly trying to get your attention. There's always a huge competition for your time. And you know, you have things that you're worried about. You have things that you have to deal with. You have bills to pay. You have things happening this weekend. You need to pick up the kid at a particular time. There's all this stuff. Did you remember the milk? And did you get 2%? I don't remember. I don't know. I have to put that on the list. And all of that stuff is crowded in your mind. And so by punting that out, saying, you, all of y'all, you can all wait, because right now I'm focused on this task, on this activity, on this person, on this moment. All y'all can wait. Being present is key to business. It's key to life. And by doing it consciously, you are practicing active gratitude. But that's just the surface level of being present. Let's take it a little deeper. This is when we get into the idea that, living in the moment, which, it's become a cliche to even say that. But let's really unpack that. Living in the moment, the idea of the only thing that's actually real is today. Everything that has happened is a memory. Everything that's going to happen is a form of a memory. And nothing else is real. Present is the only thing that's real. And every breath is a gift. I mean, you reach a certain age and the momentum of your life is sort of going on its own at that point, and you start realizing that, wasting days is not a good idea, because you don't know. You really don't know what's going to happen. Now, you have a lot of good guesses. You have a lot of educated guesses on what's going to happen, but you really don't know. We cannot take our days for granted. And this is, when you get into motivation and self-help and a lot of these other life coach kind of ideologies, they really harp on this, because in our modern society, it is too easy to live everywhere else but now. It is too easy. We can live in virtual worlds. We can live in our calendars. We can live in our in our email boxes. We can live in regret and things that we have done. We can live in fear and things of things that might happen. We can live everywhere so easily. We can scroll on TikTok and lose an entire night. Not that I've done it. Okay, I've done it. And the idea of being present on a deeper level is really about just acknowledging, taking a moment and just acknowledging that this is the only time this day will happen. This is the only time this minute will happen. This hour will happen. This is the only time. This is the last time we're going to have this day. That's a magical thing. And having the presence of mind to acknowledge that and to look at every day as a unique opportunity and as a unique adventure, that is a deeper way of expressing gratitude. Because what's happening then is that you are appreciating the fact that you are alive. And let's think about that for a second, because it's weird we're alive. It's weird that we have consciousness. It's weird that our consciousness is at a level that it can have imagination. It's weird that we can use that imagination to create society. It's weird that our society can come together in such a way to create technology. All of this is really weird. And you know, whatever your personal beliefs are about that, the fact is, it's weird. We are one of a kind. We have an amazing opportunity as a species, as individuals, as a society. Every day, we are given a fresh plate. Every day is an opportunity. And so if you're wasting that opportunity by living in another day, you're not very grateful for where you are and where you've been and where you're going. And so gratitude, expressing gratitude, active gratitude is by consciously looking at the day and saying, this is a truly unique opportunity. I'm alive. I'm in a society. I'm in a world that can sustain life. I have a brain. I have consciousness. And so, you know, how am I going to use that today? How am I going to take advantage of that? And it doesn't mean that we have to, you know, cure cancer every day. It just means that we're aligned with our purpose. And we have something we're working towards, so we're building momentum on. And you know, just acknowledging it. And you know, you could be spending all day watching Netflix. That's great. If that is what you want to spend the one day doing. And you know, I have no issue with blowing an entire day watching or playing games or whatever it is I am doing, because I'm in the moment. I'm present. I'm enjoying this. It's something I've chosen to do. It's not something that's happened to me. I'm proactively choosing it. It doesn't have to be world changing. It just needs to be authentic. Something that you have chosen consciously. And that proactive living in the present, that is an expression of gratitude. And when you're doing that, you prove to yourself that you're grateful for who you are and where you've been and where you're going and who's with you and who's helped you. You're proving it to yourself. And then your attitude will become infectious, and other people will sense it and share the gratitude with you. That is active gratitude. And there are lots of ways to do this. There are lots of ways to do this. You know, one thing that I like to do is I will harp on the one thing. There's a great book called One Thing, which kind of gets into the psychology of this. You know, what is the one thing I want to accomplish today? If I do nothing else, what will I have been satisfied that I spent the day doing? What will I have accomplished? That is the one thing I need to do. And the other things, okay, I'll do those too, but I need to get the one thing done. And that one thing really needs to be aligned to what I'm valuing. It's something that I'm choosing to do. It's not something that's happening to me. And so, yeah, that's active gratitude when it comes to being present. So we're going to be present on a surface level by 100% dedicating our entire mental energy to the thing we're doing at that moment. And we're going to be present on a deeper level by acknowledging that every breath is a gift and that every day is the last day that we're going to have. Like that day, and every day is a new opportunity. And so when we start looking at the present rather than the past or the future, we're living in the present. And I'm not saying don't look at the past and the future. I'm just saying don't live there. Don't live there. You live in the present. So what's another way to have active gratitude? Well, that's a good question. I think there are many ways. But One I'd like to focus on is self-reflection. I literally just said live in the present, and next thing I'm going to talk about is self-reflection. I believe that reflection is a critical part of the business process. It is something that I do every day. It is something, a process that I refine as often as possible. I also do what I call an annual retreat, which actually might turn into a quarterly retreat, where the entire first part of this retreat, when I go and sequester myself somewhere else, is to reflect on the prior period to make sure I understand what happened and why. Self-reflection is a daily discipline for me, and I think that it is an expression of active gratitude. So what I'm doing with self-reflection, and let me explain first of all what I mean by self-reflection. What I mean by self-reflection is that I am using tools on a regular cadence, asking myself hard questions about what I'm doing. And these questions are all kind of tied into personal objectives and goals that I have established, and that change. But what I'm doing is I'm on a daily basis and on a quarterly basis and on an annual basis, I'm looking at everything that has transpired, because I'm tracking it in a journal. And I'm looking at the goals, which I'm also tracking in a journal, and I'm asking myself questions. What happened here? What was the best action? What's potentially going to happen, and what's the best action? What's the desired outcome? How do I get there? Is this aligned with my value? And I just bombard myself with hard questions about what I'm doing. You know, what do I expect out of this? What's my priority? And why is that my priority? And I walk through a process where I'm just on a daily basis, I'm asking myself I ask myself a lot of questions, but the primary ones are, what is the energy that I want today? Do I want today to be a day of leadership? Do I want today to be a day of peace? Do I want today to be a day of rest? Do I want today to be a day of action? What is the energy that I want today? And then the next question I ask is, what is the best action I can take in order to promote that energy? What is the best action? And then the next question is, what should I avoid? What actions should I avoid to help sustain the energy that I want? And then I also look at yesterday and say, well, what was the energy I wanted yesterday? What was the best action I should have taken? Did it happen? And why didn't it? And this isn't critical. This is just like, well, what got in the way? What are the obstacles that need to be removed for next time? Why didn't that happen? If it did happen, what was the outcome of that? What was the outcome? How did that accomplish what I wanted? Was I able to avoid the actions I didn't want to take? And just those three questions alone on a daily basis is really all you need for self-reflection, because it's just kind of constantly keeping you in check. It's just making sure that you're aligned with your vision. And at least once a week, I'll look at goals and objectives and, my priorities with clients, et cetera. And then I'll say, okay, what do I need a chart for the following week? And, what is the energy that I want for the week? And what is the best actions that I can take for that energy for the week, and on a quarterly basis and on an annual basis? That regular checking in with oneself, that regimented self-reflection is a form of active gratitude. What you're doing is you're saying, I believe in my vision and goal. I believe in the objectives that I've set. I acknowledge I have a role in that. And I'm grateful that I have the presence of mind to guide myself towards that journey. I'm grateful for what I've been through, because I can acknowledge what happened. And that act of gratitude is for self-evidence. It's sort of that you are working on yourself, which means you are grateful for the work that you're doing. You are actively grateful for the work that you're doing. If you don't do self-reflections, there's no way to prove to yourself really that you are grateful for the work that you're doing. When you do self-reflections, you have charted a course that you are regularly checking in on, that you are putting a lot of stock into, and you are self-evident that you really care about what you're doing. And it's also a form of quiet act of gratitude about the people that you're working with, because inevitably in your self-reflections, you're going to be looking at, well, what is the goal that I want? And that goal is, especially if you're in business, about your client or about your customers. I want my customer to be successful. I want my client to be successful. Well, how what's my best action to do that? And that's when, you know, strategy comes in at that point. You're like, okay, well, I think that the best way to go forward is this. And then you're going to end up communicating that with your client. And they're going to see that you're thinking about them, that you care about them, that you're grateful for them. That is active gratitude. You're doing the work. You're actually doing the work to make a difference in their lives. Because good in their life is good in your life. And yeah, this all comes back down to being fulfilled in what you're doing. If you are actively working on it, you are fulfilled in what you're doing. You're showing yourself and others that this is the life you want, the one you chose, the one you're working on. That's the importance of self-reflection. So self-reflection is a beautiful way to express active gratitude. We have being present. We have self-reflection. I've got a third one. I believe in threes. There are many, many more, but these are the ones that I'm choosing to highlight. I'm sure there are others that others should choose to highlight, and I would love to hear about them so that I can adopt them. Active gratitude. Okay, what's the third one? All right, I'm going to take another sip of coffee. I'm going to make you wait. I want you to have anticipation around what this third one is, and you'll see why. Silence. The third form of active gratitude is silence. There's another one that has a lot of layers. But let's just talk about it in a general sense. We're noisy people, okay? Business leaders are noisy people. And we have noisy minds. There's a lot going on up there. There's a lot that you're responsible for. There's a lot you have to do. There's a lot to think about. So silence is a tool to help you become present. It's kind of a dovetail of being present, but silence is a tool, and I think it's a critical tool, and it is a way to actively be grateful. So let's start on a level of physical silence. I think the screens and the phones and the computers and the iPads and the TVs and the Alexas and everything in our lives has really improved a lot of things about humanity in general. We have access to all knowledge. We are throwing down borders and boundaries. I have a global consultancy now because of this, and a partner that lives in another country, and I have people on staff that live in other countries, and it's a beautiful thing. It's in many ways bringing humanity together. We could also talk about how it's dividing humanity, but that's not the track I want to take. So technology is a beautiful thing. Communications and technology is a beautiful thing, but there's no stop button. And so what ends up happening is that we end up living in these virtual states where we're completely and totally attached to our screens or to the communities online, and we are not at all in the physical world. And some people would like us to live in the virtual world entirely, you know, and that's not, I don't think, where humanity needs to go. We are social creatures. Our natural habitat is the physical world. Now, one day we may have, you know, chips in our brains that allow us to go into the internet indefinitely, and we can move our consciousness into robots. And I'm sure that's all going to happen. Okay, we'll deal with this later. But for now, we have, it's important for us to be physically present. And silence is a tool to get us there. So the act of shutting down all of your screens, all of your devices, all of your inputs, consciously shutting them all down for a period of time, that is an act of expression of gratitude. because what's going to happen is it's going to force you to be alone with your thoughts. I believe that we should be doing this regularly. I try to do at least half an hour a day, which isn't very much. So I try to steal other times to do it. With walking, for example. Fortunately, I live close enough to a store. I can walk there. It's kind of a pain to walk there, which makes it all the better. Because, no earbuds, no phones, no texting. I just walk to the store, do my shopping, walk back. I've stolen another 45 minutes. Or go onto the back porch for half an hour. Or whatever it is. And I'm not really talking about meditation. What I'm talking about is just being alone with your thoughts. With no inputs. Forced silence. No inputs meaning, no conversations either. I mean, this is just you and your thoughts and nobody else. And it's not even guided thinking. I think that's another exercise, which I could probably do a whole other podcast on guided thinking, especially when trying to solve problems, etc. This is just alone with your thoughts. Let them wander. Let them wander around. Look at a bush. Look at a tree, look at birds, look at, or if you don't have a back porch, I'm really very privileged in that. And I express gratitude by going out there and using it for scheduled silence. But if you don't have that, go for a walk or go to a quiet place, a park or even just your apartment, just sit on your couch and turn everything off. That being alone with your thoughts and sort of a forced silence is the same condition that you have when you're taking a shower. And there's a reason why we get shower thoughts. There's a reason. And the reason is because you have no inputs in the shower, most likely. You have no inputs in the shower. So you are alone with your thoughts. And then suddenly, some sort of weird magic happens, and you get an aha moment, and you have to jump out of the shower and write something down. This is the same. It is the same exercise, except you're sort of forcing it on yourself in your everyday life. And you can. What ends up happening is that you get shower thoughts, and you sort of immediately solve problems that you've been wrestling with, or you get clarity. And so, I often bring a notebook with me to write down anything that might happen. Now, I'm not using it for structured thinking, so I'm not using the notebook actively, but I'm having it present in case I get a shower thought, which I often do in that state. And this is so important to do when you have no time to do it. When you're really stressed out, you got zero time, you're back-to-back meetings, that's when you should do this the most. Because you're not going to get any real work done on a day like that. But what you can do is get clarity of thinking. And so taking half an hour at no inputs, well worth the time. And I don't mean taking your lunch break, eat your lunch, and then do this. This is a half hour of silence. That is a real powerful way to not only bring clarity to thinking, but also to express gratitude. Because when you are completely unplugged, untethered, alone with your thoughts, you're proving to yourself that you're grateful for who you are. You're showing gratitude to yourself in a very authentic way, because you are worth taking half an hour to sit down with and do nothing. You're worth that. And you internalize that gratitude. It's a form of self-care, but it's also a form of just acknowledging that you have worth and value. And acknowledging that you have the thought that you need in order to be successful, and it's a form of active gratitude in that way too, and to take silence a little bit further, I've long believed in trying to seek out opportunities to unplug, and so. And scientists have talked about, researchers have talked about how screens are hurting us and blah, 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 especially at night. But the idea of shutting work down at a particular time is a form of silence. And it's also a form of active gratitude. This is so hard to do, especially as entrepreneurs and business leaders. And I'm really guilty of not doing this. In fact, now that I'm talking this through, I'm going to really make an effort to do it more. But the idea is, like, after a particular time, I'm not working. you know, unless you're on call and you have like an emergency or whatever, that's not what I mean. But like, you know, on your average day, after a particular time, I'm not working. I'm done. I'm not going to check my email. I'm going to turn off my computer, actually power it down, unless you're using your computer for entertainment. And just unplug from work. I am done. My day is done. And sometimes, especially for those of us that work at home, that might require changing your wardrobe. I'm going to wear my night clothes now. I'm going to take off my day clothes and put on my night clothes. I might mean punctuating it by taking a shower. I don't know, just creating a division of the day that time forward, work is quiet. And you might end up thinking about work. And if you do, keep some 3x5 cards by you so you can write it down. And that is tomorrow's problem. Don't lose the thought. Write it down. If you don't write it down, it'll continue to bug you in your thoughts. So write it down, eject it from your system, and then in the morning, look at it. Shut it down. Don't be available. You do not need to be available. If there's some things that you want to say, write it down. If somebody gets a text through you, to you, acknowledge the text. It'll be there in the morning. You do not need to respond. And that form of silence expresses active gratitude in a couple of ways. First of all, it proves to yourself that you have a life that you are grateful for, because you want to experience that life 100% and fully. You want to be present. Can't be present if you're getting bothered by work. It also shows gratitude for the work that you're doing, because it means that you need to take a break, that the work is important, that is taxing, and that you acknowledge that it is. And so you're taking a break. It shows active gratitude to your family. You're demonstrating that you want to be there for them. If you don't have family living with you, it acknowledges to yourself that you want to be there for you. It gives yourself permission to have fun, to watch Netflix, to play games, to, you know, whatever it is that you want to do, that you're choosing to do, that you're living the day, you're present in the day. You're using that day to the way you want to use it. And it just helps with business, because it means then that you are – we're still on the gratitude track, but I want to pivot to that, because it means that you are setting up boundaries for yourself so that you'll be energized and you'll have the energy to tackle things the next day. So that shutting things down is a form of silence that I believe shows active gratitude and helps business. I also like to try to find sneak in moments of silence. Like, I don't typically drive with the music. And I'm very weird for that, or podcasts. I just drive quiet in a quiet car. I think if you're not used to that, you would probably think I was really weird. But it's another shower thought moment. That's when I can just be alone with my thoughts. And that is an amazing thing. I'm trying to sneak in time like that. Like when I'm, I'm washing dishes, just me and my thoughts. Those are very precious moments, and by preserving those moments, you're demonstrating gratitude to yourself and to the people around you. Those are three ways, I believe, gratitude can be active and more meaningful without ever having to use the word. You're demonstrating it actively, not superficially. And so when you do things like bring flowers home, it's part of your overall regimen of gratitude. You are trying to make your place more beautiful because you're grateful for your home. And so you want it to be a beautiful home, and you're going to take care of your home. Cleaning the bathroom is a form of gratitude, because you're grateful for your place and your home, and you want your home to be nice and clean. And shutting off work, form of gratitude. Reflecting on your day and what you did and where you're going, and if it's aligned to goals, form of gratitude. And that kind of approach to active gratitude, I think that's what we need, and it's what we're missing, and I think it's the most significant and powerful to our business and to our lives. And instead of Thanksgiving dinner being about things, being grateful for the Raiders or whatever it is, maybe the act of having a dinner is in of itself a form of gratitude. So if you're celebrating Thanksgiving, I hope you have a really good one. I know I am. I'm really looking forward to it. I'm not going to be working very much next week. I have some things to do, but in general, I'm going to be present for my family who has the week off. And I'm really looking forward to spending time with them. I therefore will not be recording a podcast next week. Now, if you're in the future and you've already had your Thanksgiving, or if you're in the future and you don't celebrate Thanksgiving, then you won't notice a difference. This is just an episode on gratitude, and then the next episode will be ready for you. So enjoy. But if you're in the present and if you're in the now, I hope you have a wonderful week. And I hope you can find ways to sneak a little gratitude in. I think that's it. I don't really have anything else to say. Not Another Business Podcast is produced by Renovata. If you'd like to know more about us, check us out at renovata.vision. That's R-E-N-O-V-A-T-A.vision.